News, I'm Ben Thomas. Crews are making progress against the wildfires that have scorched some 63 square miles around L.A. Cal Fire puts containment on the Palisades Fire at 19%, the Eaton Fire at 45%, but winds have been picking up again.
Continue to see this offshore flow pattern remaining in place.
Todd Hall at the National Weather Service.
We're seeing winds between 25 and 35 miles per hour across our coastal and valley areas, and wind gusts between 40 and 55 up in our mountains.
Meanwhile, Julie Walker reports there's been misinformation circulating,
including a billionaire couple accused of withholding water, Democratic leadership blamed for fire hydrants running dry and an empty reservoir, firefighters for allegedly using handbags to fight fires, a sample of false and misleading claims emerging amid criticism about water management. According to officials, the hydrants were overstressed because demand was so high, and those handbags are really canvas firefighting totes used to quickly douse flames. As for that couple, the Resnicks, they have a stake in California's Kern Water Bank, which does not supply L.A. water. I'm Julie Walker.
Israel and Hamas have agreed to a six-week pause in the war in Gaza. Mediators say it's a three-phase deal promising the release of dozens of hostages held by militants and hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in Israel. It will allow people displaced in Gaza to return to what remains of their homes and humanitarian aid to flow into the territory. President Biden says the next phase would end the war.
There are a number of details to negotiate to move from phase one to phase two, but the plan says if negotiations take longer than 6 weeks, the ceasefire will continue as long as the negotiations continue.
The consumer price index up 2.9% in December over a year ago, but underlying price pressures also showed signs of easing. This is AP News. Starbucks is reversing a policy that invited everyone into its stores. Ed Donahue has details.
You used to be able to hang out at a Starbucks without having to buy something, but there are new rules. The company says are designed to help prioritize paying customers. The new rules reverse an open-door policy put in place in 2018 after two black men were arrested at a Philadelphia Starbucks where they had gone for a business meeting. Since 2018, employees and customers have struggled with unruly and even dangerous behavior in stores. The rules also ban discrimination or harassment, consumption of outside alcohol, smoking, vaping, drug use, and panhandling. New CEO Brian Nickel has said he wants Starbucks to recapture the community coffee house feeling it used to have. I'm Ed Donahue.
Starbucks CEO is also looking to improve staffing, remove bottlenecks, and simplify operations for baristas. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.